हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् been seeing the unfoldment of Aham Brahma Asmi. In this Upanishad, it is said, Brahman was there before. Before the knowledge takes place also, Brahman alone was there as the Jiva. And after the attainment of knowledge, Jiva becomes Brahma, which means Jiva does not become Brahma. Before Brahman was there as the Jiva, and after knowledge, the Jiva status attributed to Brahma again resolves. Before knowledge, until the attainment of knowledge, there is a Jiva. Who is that Jiva? That Jiva also was Brahman only. Brahman alone was there in the form of Jiva. Then Brahman, who was in the form of Jiva alone, attains knowledge. Then that Jiva becomes Brahma means, actually Jiva does not become Brahma. Jiva was already Brahma. The Jiva status superimposed upon Brahman alone gets resolved, negated after the knowledge. To understand this fact, what is only knowledge. There is nothing other than knowledge here. I need not add this adjective pure. What was jnanam. And what is jnanam? The reality obtaining in a pure knowledge alone was there. There is no reality other than jnanam. Knowledge is reality. Reality is jnanam. Knowledge. It is this reality, we say it's absolute reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, is implied by the term Brahma. And even the meaning of the word existence, without associating this word existence with any form, name or function, if we take mere existence, if we take that existence and knowledge are not two, one and the same. Existence is knowledge. Knowledge is existence. In what form does existence obtain? If you say existence is in the form of pure knowledge, we have to understand arivati existence itself in terms of its nature of knowing. So reality, the existence has been arivati in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, knowledge and existence are one and the same. And this reality, which in the form of existence, which is of the nature of knowing, implied by the term Brahma, was there before the attainment of knowledge as Jiva. Means, there was no Jiva even before the knowledge. What was only Brahma. After the attainment of knowledge also, what is only Brahma. The Jiva does not become Brahma. The Jiva status superimposed upon Brahma, attributed to Brahma alone, gets negated and resolved. So here, a doubt is raised in an objection by a great scholar called Bhartru Prapanchaha. See, whenever we talk about any knowledge, knowledge involves two factors, the knower and the known. If I say, I know rambutan, I know rambutan. Here, rambutan is the object of knowledge. I am the subject of knowledge, the knower. Where is the knowledge now? Where is the knowledge located? Knowledge, there is a knower, there is a known. Where is the knowledge located? Knowledge of the object is located in the knower. Therefore, the subject, the knower, is said to be Jnana Ashrayaha. Jnana Ashrayaha means the source of knowledge, the location of knowledge. Now, rambutan as the object of knowledge is Jnana Vishayaha. You know two words, okay? Object is Jnana Vishayaha, subject is Jnana Ashrayaha. Okay, rambutan is Jnana Vishayaha, and the knower, rambutan is Jnana Ashrayaha. So, Vishayaha is object. Ashrayaha is what now? The locus, knower, where the locus of the knowledge. Jnanam involves two factors, Jnana Ashrayaha, the locus of knowledge, and Jnana Vishayaha, the object of knowledge. Therefore, if we say, Aham Brahma Asmi, and when do we say that Aham Brahma Asmi? After knowing. And before knowledge, who was ignorant? Aham Brahma Asmi means, I am the knower, which means Brahman is the knower. Is it clear? Brahman is the knower. And what is known is Brahma. Who is the knower of Brahman? Knower of Brahman is Brahman only. Therefore, Jnana Ashrayaha Brahma. And what is known is what? Brahma. Jnana Vishayaha is also what? Brahma. Who is the knower of Brahman? Make it very clear. Upanishad says very clearly, there is no knower of Brahman is Brahman only. And who is known also is what? Brahma. So in Brahma Jnanam, in Atma Jnanam, the knower of Brahman is Brahma. The known is Brahma. Therefore, Jnana Ashrayaha Brahma, Jnana Vishayaha is also Brahma. So when he said, I know rambutan, there's no problem. Jnana Ashrayaha, Aham. Jnana Vishayaha, rambutan. But here, as Aham Brahma, Jnana Ashrayaha Brahma, Jnana Vishayaha is also Brahma. Now the question comes. Before the attainment of knowledge, before the knowledge, there was ignorance. Before knowledge, there was ignorance. Who was ignorant then? Where was ignorance? What is the object of ignorance? Brahma. Before the attainment of knowledge, there is also what? There is subject of ignorance. Subject of ignorance and object of ignorance. Brahman is Ajnana Vishayaha. Before the attainment of knowledge, Brahman is Ajnana Vishayaha. And who was ignorant then? Brahman is? If Brahman is, knower is Brahma, knower of Brahman is Brahma, then before the attainment of knowledge, who was ignorant? Brahma. So not only Brahman is Ajnana Vishayaha, Brahman is also Ajnana Ashrayaha. Brahman is Ajnana Ashrayaha. Therefore, Brahman is Ajnana Ashrayaha, Brahman is Ajnana Vishayaha also. Now the question is, how can Brahman, what do we say, Brahman is Swaprakashakam. Swaprakashakam means self-effulgent. The reality, Brahman is of the nature of self-effulgence. Pure knowledge means, how can self-effulgent, self-revealing Brahman be said to be Ajnana Vishayaha, and how can Brahman be Ajnana Ashrayaha also? To answer this question, Shankaracharya usually, he likes using logic, but here, instead of giving logical answer, because Bhartruprapancha is a great lover of Veda, Veda itself is enough to deal with him. Veda Shastram says, Brahmavid paramapnoti, Brahmavida apnoti param, which means the knower of Brahman attains moksha, which means the knower of Brahman, there is ignorant of Brahman. There is ignorant of Brahman. Therefore, knowledge of Brahman is emphasized for people who need to know Brahman. There is ignorance on the part of Brahman. The locus of ignorance is Brahma. Brahma ashreha, ajnana ashreha Brahma. Ajnana visheha Brahma. So, how can Brahman, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, pure knowledge, be the object of ignorance? Ajnana visheha. Katham Brahma Ajnana Vishayaha Bhavati. The answer is what? There is ignorance of Brahma. Therefore, Upanishad says, ignorance of Brahman has been resolved. Because by knowing Brahma, one attains moksha, Upanishad says. Therefore, Brahman is object of knowledge. There's no doubt. That answer is given. Brahman is object of knowledge. Nothing wrong in being object of knowledge. How can Brahman be the Ajnana Ashraya? Now the question is, Ajnana Ashraya must be a conscious being only. See, inert thing cannot be a source of ignorance. Suppose an inert thing, achetana vastu, a conscious being alone can be a locus of ignorance. Achetana vastu, an inert thing cannot be a locus of ignorance. So, which means, in ignorance is located on inert thing, then I can talk to the wall and chair and window, everything. I cannot say, the mic also knows. Mic knows, I cannot say. Which means, ignorance cannot have ignorant, inert thing as locus. Ignorance also, ignorance must have a conscious being alone as its ashraya. This answer is given now. Yes, Upanishad says, Brahmavit paramapnoti, which means, yes, Brahman is object of ignorance. Ajnana visheha. Similarly, an inert thing cannot be the locus for ignorance also. Therefore, definitely a conscious being alone, a conscious principle alone can be locus for ignorance. Therefore, definitely Brahman is ajnana ashrayaha also. Ajnana ashrayaha Brahma, ajnana visheha Brahma, jnana ashrayaha Brahma, jnana visheha Brahma. Therefore, what do we understand here? Ajnanam is only a name. If you understand what is jnanam, then you can understand what is ajnanam. Ajnanam is a name given to the power shaktihi. Ajnanam is another name for shaktihi. Shaktihi, the power, is feminine gender word. Shaktihi is a feminine gender word. Ajnanam is a neutral gender word. Ajnanam, ignorance, is a name given to the power. And what is this power? Look at this. What is this power? What is this shakti? The power of reality. The power of reality is nothing but power of knowing. Absolutely, we see what is the absolute power of the reality. The power of reality, absolute power of reality, is power of knowing. And the knowing is what? The swarupam. Please understand. Swarupam eva shaktihi. Swarupam is shaktihi. The nature of reality is knowing. And that knowing is the power. Swarupam and shaktihi are not two different things. Swarupam eva shaktihi. It very swarupam, nature, is the power. The power of reality is of the very nature. Knowing is the shakti. There is only one power of knowing. Alone, later on, it becomes manifest as what? As power of desiring, power of activity, or all what? Only one power becomes manifest as threefold powers. And this power of knowing, which is this nothing but swarupam of the reality, in fact, which alone helps us understand the reality, recognize the reality in the terms of its nature. That power, when the power is unmanifest, it is called ajnanam. So where is the power located? Where is the swarupam located? Please see this carefully. Where is the power of knowing located? The power of reality is the reality. Therefore, ajnanam is only the name given to the power when it is unmanifest. Therefore, unmanifest power is knowledge, isn't it? When the power is unmanifest, there is pure knowledge. When the power is manifest, then the knowledge is recognizable, we call it jnanam. So recognizable reality is jnanam. Non-recognizable knowledge is ignorance. Non-recognizable, non-interactable, pure knowledge remains as pure knowledge with the power unmanifest. Therefore, jnanam and ajnanam are only two different names attributed to the power. The power of knowledge manifest is jnanam. Power of knowledge unmanifest is ajnanam. Therefore, locus of jnanam, jnana ashrayaha, shakti ashrayaha, shaktehe ashrayaha brahma. The source of the power is Brahma. Actually, ajnanam is not ajnanam. Ajnanam is a name given to jnana shakti. The power of knowing unmanifest is called ajnanam. Power of knowing manifest is called jnanam. Whether the manifest or unmanifest, jnanam or ajnanam, ashrayaha is always only Brahma. Ajnana ashrayaha Brahma, jnana ashrayaha Brahma. There is no other ashraya. Therefore, this shaktihi or swarupam is only what now? What is only Brahma? Where is ajnanam now? There is no such a thing called ajnanam at all. What is only pure knowledge, Brahma. Reality, when the power of reality is unmanifest, the power of reality implied by the term Brahma, the power of reality is unmanifest, it is ajnanam. The power of reality manifest is jnanam. So, jnana ajnana yoho ashrayaha Brahma. The source of unmanifest power is Brahma. The source of manifest power also is Brahma. When the power is manifest or unmanifest, it is not outside of Brahma. What is what now? Only Brahma. What is only Brahma. And what is Brahma? Pure knowledge. Jnanam, ajnanam are two different names of the only power. The manifest power is jnanam, unmanifest power is ajnanam, I have been telling you. But now today I have taken it in a different angle. Jnana ashrayaha, ajnana ashrayaha. Why Bhartra Prapancha asked this question, how can we say Brahman, you say Brahman is of the nature of self-effulgence? Yes. Why? Brahman is of the nature of knowledge. How can this Brahman, which is of the nature of all pure knowledge, self-effulgence, now be the source of ignorance? How can you say Brahman is ignorant? Brahman is not ignorant, but ignorant is Brahma. Knowledgeable is Brahma. Ignorant is Brahma. Brahman is just knowledge. Can you just see this fact of ignorance being not there? Absolutely. Absolutely there is no ajnanam. There is just jnanam. There's only knowledge, pure knowledge. So, ajnana ashrayaha means shaktehe ashrayaha, the source of the power. Locus of ignorance is Brahman means the source of the power is Brahma. Jnana ashrayaha Brahman means The source of power is Brahma. Which power? The manifest power Jnanam. Unmanifest power is Ajnanam. So anyway, power, whether it is manifest or unmanifest, the source of the power is the reality, source full reality, Brahma, which is pure knowledge. Therefore, nothing else can be the locus of ignorance. That is why something called ignorance is possible. We are discussing at the absolute level, not the relative level. You see that? Therefore, what is there is only Jnanam. Now, the next question is, okay, Brahman is the only locus of Jnanam and Ajnanam. So Brahman is Jnana Vishayaha before knowledge. Brahman is Ajnana Ashrayaha before knowledge. After knowledge, Jnana Ashrayaha Brahma. Jnana Vishayaha Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is not only the Ajnana Ashreha, Jnana Ashreha, Jnana Vishayaha, also Ajnana Ashreha, Ajnana Vishayaha. Which means, the knower of Brahman is Brahma. Who is the knower? Knower of Brahman is Brahman only. What is Jnana Vishayaha? Brahma. Jnana Ashreha Brahma, Jnana Vishayaha Brahma, the knower is Brahma, the known is Brahma. Now, this again results in what? Some logical issue. What have you understood generally in this world? Subject and object, the knower and the known are always different. And we've been saying, the knower can never become the known. The known can never become the knower. The object can never become the subject. Subject can never become the object. This is called Kartru Karma Virodhaha. That means, how can Brahman be the knower as well as the known? The known Brahma becomes the knower. The knower Brahma becomes the known. Therefore, isn't there this logical issue of Kartru Karma Bhedaha? And here the answer is no. Definitely, the knower of Brahman is knower only. Who is the knower of Brahma? The knower of the world is the knower of Brahma. The knower is Brahman only. The known is, of course, Brahma. The known is also Brahma. Shastram says, Brahman is not the knower. Brahman does not know itself. Brahman cannot know itself, does not know itself, need not know itself. So when we say Brahma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam, what it means is Anatma Adhyaropa Nivrittihi Eva Atma Jnanam. In fact, what Shastram does is just only eliminates what Brahman is not. Through elimination of what Brahman is not, then you arrive at Brahma. There, Brahman does not know what is understood as Brahma. There is no Vishayi Karanam. See, when you say, I know this, I know something, an object, in knowledge of an object, there is objectification, isn't it? See, knowledge of something, there is objectification. I know specs. I know apple. Means apple is what? It's this objectification of the known. But when you say Brahman, when you understand Brahman through negation, you arrive at Brahman through negation, there is no mental process involved. Please understand. I am. To know I am, is any mental process involved? To know apple is mental process involved. Sensory process also is involved. Light is. To say light is, the sensory process involved, mental process also involved. To know I am, is there need for sensory process? Is there for any mental process? To know I am. Therefore, Brahman is ever self-evident as I am. There is no mental process, sensory process involved. Therefore, there is no objectification of Brahma. There is no Vishayi Karanam. Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge means nothing but negation of what Atma is not. There is no objectification. Anatma Adhyaropa Nivrittihi Eva Atma Jnanam. Natu Vishayi Karanam. Vishayi Karanam, there is no objectification. The subject, object, kartru karma virodha is not possible, is not there here. Because Brahman is not the knower of itself. Brahman is not the knower. Brahman does not know itself. You get it? The knower is Brahman only. But Brahman is not the knower. Because in an act of knowing, there is objectification possible. Objectification is involved in an act of knowing. And the sensory process is involved, mental process is involved. If the sensory process is not involved, definitely mental process is involved. Depending upon the object. Whereas in Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge here, to know I am, not there's no objectification involved. Why? There's no sensory process involved. There's no mental process involved. So the second thing, here knowing is not an action, the very swarupam. Knowing is not an action, the very swarupam. Hope you are with me. Therefore, in Atma Jnanam, definitely the knower of Brahman is another than Brahma. The known is Brahma. But subject-object, the kartru-karma virodha, the logical issue of kartru-karma virodha is not here. Why? Because in Brahman knowing Brahman, there is no objectification involved. If objectification is there, then knower known, that kartru karma bheda, that kartru karma virodha is possible. How can we say subject can never become the object, object can never become the subject? Such a problem is not there with reference to Brahma, because in Brahma jnanam, objectification is not involved. So, Bhartru Prapancha's doubt is resolved by Shankara like this. So what is self-knowledge? Negation of anatma. Negation of the superimposition of anatma upon the atma is self-knowledge. Which means there is no objectification involved. In beautiful Sanskrit we can say, anatma adhyaropa nivrittihi eva atma jnanam natu vishayi karanam. So knowledge, in generally in the world, knowledge in any transaction, knowledge of anything means the knower known division will be there. The knower can never become the known, known never becomes the knower. And here, when you say the knower is Brahma, the known is Brahma, here, the Brahman does not know itself means this self-knowledge actually speaking is what? Negation of the superimposition of anatma upon the atma is self-knowledge. Why? Because there is no objectification involved. And here knowing is not an action, it is swarupam. Who else can be the knower? The knower of Brahman. Who is the knower of Brahman? Of course, Brahma. Who is the known? What is that which is known? Brahma. So, ajnana ashraya. See, we have our own limited sense of the word ajnanam. So, I am ignorant of computer science. I am ignorant of mathematics or chemistry, physics, you know, language, Sanskritam. If you say any ignorant, the relative sense we use, absolute sense, if you really see, ignorance cannot be located anywhere. Ignorance has to be where? Ignorance cannot have an inert thing as its locus. Is there ignorance? Of course there is ignorance. Ignorance, where is it located? Not outside of conscious being. Therefore, before the attainment of knowledge, ajnana ashrayaha is Brahma. Ajnana vishaha was also Brahma before jnanam. After knowledge, ajnana ashrayaha Brahma, ajnana vishaha also is Brahma. Which means, jnanam and ajnanam are nothing but the power, inexplicable, subtlest power of knowing, which is the very swarupam in terms of which alone we arrive at reality. That power unmanifest is ajnanam, manifest is jnanam. Therefore, ultimate, absolutely what is only pure knowledge, the only source of the manifest and unmanifest power. The only source of manifest, unmanifest power is pure knowledge. And here, an important thing. So, the power manifest alone, jnanam, in the light of which the whole jagat shines. So this manifest power does not create time, does not create space, does not create elements or the elementals, the forms, names and functions, living and non-living things. No. The manifest power does not create anything. Just becoming manifest, the power becoming manifest, it brings everything into light. By its very nature again, not by action. The power of knowledge, power of reality, power of pure knowledge, becoming manifest, brings the whole Jagat into light. Doesn't create. This bringing the Jagat into light is creating. Lending existence. Bringing the universe into light, illumining the world. Absolute illumination, understand? Illumining the world, illumining the all the sources of light, illumining time, illumining space, illumining the whole Jagat is what? Bringing the world into light is creation. Lending existence. Again, the power becoming unmanifest is what? Destroying the world. Unillumining the world. Power becoming manifest is what? Withdrawing the existence lent to the world. Taking back the light. Taking the light back to itself is what? Making the world dark. Absolutely. So this world has no independent existence at all. The world doesn't have independent existence at all. This power is unmanifest. The world will be as good as non-existent. So where does the Jagat shine? Now we can say all these opaque things shine in the presence of sunlight. Similarly, the whole time, space, all the forms, names and functions exist in the realm of time and space, elements and the elementals, all the actions, all the functions, all the results, all the experiences, everything enjoy existence in the light of knowledge, which is manifestation of the power. The power has to become manifest in terms of knowledge for the world to shine. What is the light which lights up the whole Jagat? It is knowledge. What is that knowledge? Manifest power. The whole world, including time and space, shines in the light of Jnana Deepaha, light of knowledge, which is nothing but manifest power of Brahma. So creation and existence is when the light is, power is manifest. When the power becomes unmanifest, the existence lent is withdrawn. When the world is not illumined, and this is called world is destroyed. World becoming unmanifest is what? The power of knowledge, the power of reality becoming unmanifest as ignorance is withdrawal of existence to the world. And withdrawal of existence lent to the world, again, is not an action, it's a nature, the power. In the nature of the power, withdrawal means the world is as though destroyed. So the world becoming unmanifest, the world being destroyed is nothing but world becoming unmanifest. The world becoming unmanifest is nothing but the power of reality becoming unmanifest as ignorance. That is why ignorance is likened to darkness. Darkness is likened to ignorance. Light is likened to knowledge. Therefore, this power is looked upon as the material cause of the universe. And the source of the power is looked upon as the intelligent cause. Are they two? Is the material cause and the intelligent cause two causes? Are they two? Two causes are not two. How the light pervades all the opaque things, similarly, the same power of reality, the power of knowing manifest, Swarupam, power of knowing manifest, brings the entire world into light, brings the world into light, brings to light, and also what? Maintains, sustains everything here. She's maintaining everything, sustaining everything means what? Maintaining everything with the distinction. Maintaining every small thing with its distinction. Who maintains the distinction, which means the space remains a space. Space does not become any other element. Air remains air. Water remains water. See, the light illumines the objects, opaque things. Does the light do anything? Light alone lends existence to wall, chair, sofa, swing, everything. Mic doesn't become swing, swing doesn't become mic. Just space presence. Light brings opaque things to light and maintains the distinction, isn't it? Everything remains distinct from everything else. Who maintains that? The one that which brings everything to light alone maintains that. Not by action, just by presence. Suppose the light which illumines the opaque things does not maintain this. There will be confusion. I come sitting, thinking it is a swing. I come and it becomes a mic. There would have been a problem. So here, everything, the distinction, everything is maintained distinctly by this power. Not by an action, by its mere presence. Therefore, the maintainer, the sustainer of everything is the power. The power of knowledge. And that way, how? This power of reality remaining as the innate, intrinsic, inseparable power of everything maintains, sustains everything. And it is because of this inseparable power, this Brahma enjoys the status of being the Lord Ishvara. Therefore, there is no Ishvara other than Brahma. There is no Shakti other than Brahma. There is no Jagat other than Brahma. There is no Jiva other than Brahma. There is no Jnanam other than Brahma. Why? Jnanam is Brahma. There is no other existence other than Brahma. Existence is Brahma. Reality. Jnanam is reality. And time, space, object, everything exists in this Brahma, Jnanam. Therefore, Brahman is Anantam. Anantam is Brahma. Why Anantam is Brahma? Because time, space, object, everything exists where brain Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is Anantam. Anantam is Brahma. Anantam is Brahma. Jnanam is Brahma. Satyam is Brahma. Brahman is not anything. Tad Brahma Tvamasi. You are that Brahma. This aham, the poor I hanging somewhere, cannot be located anywhere. It has to be resolved there only. So it is like, you know, the wave, like a child, okay? Imagine the waves, no, I don't want to go back to ocean. I don't want to go back to ocean. Where else can it go? This understanding is called being at home. Swasthanam. Being home. Being at home. Swasthanam. I am is what? Self-evident Brahma. Why self-evident? No mental process, no sensory process, no objectification. And that aham, Brahma. What is Brahma? Formless reality. What is it? Very existence. What is existence? Knowledge. Pure knowledge. So you understand? There is no ignorance absolutely. And that's why in temples, if you see Durga, the Shakti, always personified in Puranas as a dark, beautiful lady. Now Parvati is dark and the Shiva is very fair. It's called personifications. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.